On Westminster College Week, the student loan debt crisis shows no signs of slowing down. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, James Sid Seidelman, Distinguished Service Professor of Economics, examines why reform is needed.
American education policy is guided by two disparate forces, expanding access to higher education and privatizing the costs of that access. Broadening access helps historically underserved students, the poor, minorities, single women, veterans, etc. Privatizing access has exploded the growth of government-provided loans, now totaling $1.5 trillion. There are 45 million student loan borrowers with an average debt of $28,000, making student loans the second leading category of private debt in the United States. 16.9% of these borrowers are either delinquent or in default. A disproportionate amount of loan money goes to for-profit institutions, where federal financial aid serves as their principal source of revenue. The 2012 Harkin Report on for-profit colleges documented exorbitant tuition and predatory recruiting practices, regulatory evasion and manipulation, and abysmal student outcomes in gainful employment. The report further noted that 54% of students dropped out without a degree or certificate. Those who graduated left with higher student loan debt, higher loan default rates, failed licensing exams, and no job in their area of study. Protecting the interests of students and taxpayers requires regulatory reform. Reforms requiring more transparency, accountability, and less dependence on federal aid. These reforms should also include reevaluating the gatekeeping role of accreditation for determining institutional access to federal aid. With students increasingly bearing responsibility for funding their education and where the federal government often pays for substandard education, protecting both students and taxpayers requires a more rigorous system of oversight. All institutions should be accountable to the students they serve. The point of government-funded student loans shouldn't be to enrich a few, but to provide students well-paying jobs and society a highly skilled workforce.
That was James Sid Seidelman of Westminster College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.